Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Every day, it seems, the U.S. Constitution comes under greater and greater attack. It's as though Congress and the President have forgotten that the Bill of Rights even exists, and for our purposes, the most egregious assaults seem aimed at the First Amendment, which says that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Last week, we talked about Congress's latest assault, which actually targets two parts of the First Amendment, the Respect for Marriage Act, or more accurately, the Disrespect for Marriage Act if you're a Bible-believing Christian. The act codifies the U.S. Supreme Court's Obergefell decision, which legalized same-sex marriage. It passed the United States Congress with no public hearings and no debate. Congressman Rosendale voted no. The act is now before the U.S. Senate, where Senator Steve Daines is voting no, and Senator John Tester is predicted to vote yes. The bill's support of same-sex marriage is bad enough, but this act goes much further. It would legalize any marriage scheme dreamt up by any state, including polygamy. It then encourages left-leaning groups to sue anyone who speaks out against same-sex marriage or polygamy if we go that far. It would stop pastors from preaching parts of the Bible and would even stop groups like the Montana Family Foundation for speaking in defense of traditional marriage in the legislature. This one act attacks both the free exercise of religion and our ability to speak freely on a topic of extreme importance. And marriage is just the beginning. Efforts are currently underway to not just punish speech deemed politically incorrect, but to compel government-approved speech, government forcing people under penalty of law to say things we know to be untrue. One example is the debate surrounding the transgender movement. In medical, educational, and government settings, employees are increasingly being forced to use quote-unquote correct pronouns. They're even being forced to add their preferred gender pronouns to their signature lines of their professional correspondence. A 65-year-old friend of mine was not allowed to donate blood last week unless he stated that he was not pregnant. He complied. I would have walked out. Yesterday, I was in a meeting discussing medical rights of conscience where doctors and nurses are afraid of being sued if they use a transgender person's correct biological pronouns, even in a medically necessary context. The latest insanity is the nullification of motherhood by substituting the term birthing person in place of mother. It would all seem silly if the consequences of nonconformance were not so real. Teachers, doctors, and nurses are being threatened with a loss of their jobs if they don't fall into line, all of which is a direct attack on the First Amendment. I suggest a new litmus test for political candidates. When someone asks for your vote, ask them to define what a woman is. If they can't or won't, then vote for someone else. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.